Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Kurum Daf Gimel. We are starting about the fifth line with the words Ad Kenev Megzela Shaloinis Yashua Bailim Meno. And the villain source Daf is about halfway through Beis Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hurtne Shama Shav Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of a discussion. The Gemara asked about a person who stole a sapling and planted it in his own property. Would he bring Bikurim from those fruits or not? On one hand, when he plants it, that's called a shinui, a change in it, and officially becomes his. So technically, he should bring Bikurim. On the other hand, since the tree was stolen, maybe it's improper to fulfill a mitzvah with it. And we concluded that according to the Rabbanon, who compare Bikurim to Kachi Mikdash, it's on a higher level than a regular mitzvah, and this thief would not bring Bikurim from these fruits. However, now we ask, up until here, we understand this is talking about something he stole that the Bailim, the owner, wasn't Miyayish from. They didn't give up hope of getting this tree back, and therefore, even though the Gazlan was kind of Bishinui because he planted it, like we just said, since the owners weren't Miyayish, they didn't give up hope of getting it back, there's still an Aveira element over here, which precludes him from bringing these fruits as Bikurim. But would we say this, that the owners already gave up hope of getting it back, since in this case the Gazlan is kind of biyush, he's kind of, because the owners think they're not getting it back, maybe that's considered like it's more his than the other scenario, and maybe he would bring Bikurim from it. So first we suggest Sovereign Amrin that they wanted to say Nishmin Radal. Learn from the following. We have a Mishnah later on that tells us these things apply to Truman Meiser, but they do not apply to Bikurim. This Mishnah is discussing a Gazlan or an Aris that Truman Meiser apply to them, but Bikurim does not. Now what are we referring to? What's the case? Klum Tzricha, isn't this only necessary? Isn't it only in regards to Gzela that the Bailim were already Miyayish from? That's a proper Girsa change. In other words, the only way we could say that a Gazlan would have to bring Truma from something that he stole is if a Gazlan stole a tree, the owners were Miyayish, they gave up hope of getting it back, and then he planted that tree in his property, then he would bring Truma from those fruits, and he would not bring Bikurim from those fruits. Aval Begzela, Shaloinis Yashua Bailim Meno, but if he had stolen this tree and the owners were not Miyayish from it, Afil Betruma Layas Aklum, even in regards to Truma, what he did is nothing, meaning he's not going to take Truma off of this produce because it's not considered his. The owners were Miyayish from the tree, it's still considered theirs. And how do we know this? It's like it's taught in the Braisa. Ha'inus Vaganav Gazlan, Bizman Shabbailim Mirad from Achrehem, in regards to all these people who have stolen something, if the owners are chasing after them, which means the owners were not Miyayish, they didn't give up hope of getting the thing back, ain't Trumas and Truma, Vlemas Reis and Meiser. Their Truma's not Truma, their Meiser's not Meiser, Vlektesh and Hektesh, and their Hektesh is not Hektesh. And it's only Ma'ena Bailim Mirad from Achrehem, if the owners are not chasing after them, which means they gave up hope they were Miyayish, then Trumas and Truma, Masreis and Meiser, Vikdesh and Hektesh, their Truma is valid Truma and Meiser and Hektesh as well. Let's just pause for a second. So it seems to be pretty clear from this Mishnah of Harei Ilu B'Truma Meiser, Masha Enkin B'Bikurim, that we see something applies to Truma that does not apply to Bikurim. And again, this Mishnah was talking about a Gazlan, and so it seems to be that we have an answer to our question. If a person stole a tree and the owners were Miyayish and he planted the tree, that fruit is Chayv in Truma, just not in Bikurim. And so we see that when he steals a tree, even if the owners were Miyayish, he's not going to bring Bikurim from it. And we just continue discussing this in regards to Truma. Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, neither the Gazlan nor the owners are going to take off Truma. And Rav Ami says, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, basically the same thing. Rabbi Yossi said, B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, just with slightly different wording. Even if the Bailim took off Truma from this, their Truma is not valid because it's not in their Rishos. Just because they weren't Miyayish from the tree, that doesn't mean they could take Truma off of it. Since they don't have it, the Gazlan has it, Truma can't be taken off by them. However, now we track this entire answer. Rabbi Yossi says, Ad Kedon and Ankaimin, Begzela Shaloinis Yashua Bailim Meno. Really, this Mishnah that we tried to bring an answer from is talking about Gzela that the owners were not Miyayish from. We thought it was talking about Gzela Shenis Yashua Bailim Meno, but it's really talking about Gzela Shaloinis Yashua Bailim Meno. And so we don't have an answer to our question. And so you're going to ask, Gimel and Beis on top, Velai Demila Anan Taninon, Harei Lubitrum and Meiser, Masha Ein Kenim and Bikurim. So, in regards to what is this Mishnah telling us, that something applies to Truman Meiser that does not apply to Bikurim? If we're not talking about a case where a tree was stolen and that there was Yiyush, so then where are we ever going to find that this Gazlan who has this thing, that there was not Yiyush Bailim yet, is going to take off Truma? Of course, if there wasn't Yiyush Bailim, he's not going to take off Truma. The answer to that is, Efshel Aperis lots his blood Bikurim. Efshel Aperis lots his blood Truma Meisris, it's possible for fruit to go out without Bikurim, but is it possible for Paris to go out without Truma Meiser? In other words, in this new understanding, the Mishnah is not talking about a person who stole a tree and planted it and whether or not he's chayv in Truma. It's simply referring to stolen produce that was tevel, that didn't have Truma taken off of it, and whether or not the Gazlan's allowed to eat it. And the Mishnah is telling us that the Gazlan who stole this produce that didn't have Bikurim designated, that's not a problem, he can eat it, because since there's no Bikurim by stolen fruits, so this fruit is not considered tevel in regards to the Gazlan, because stolen fruits anyway don't have a din of Bikurim. However, stolen fruit does have a din of Truma and Meiser, and therefore, since this Gazlan can't take off Truma and Meiser because it's not his fruit, he wouldn't be allowed to eat it. And that's all the Mishnah is saying. Aval, however, concludes the Gemara, B'Gzela Shenis Yayishua Bailim Meno Ad Kedoin Tzricha, in regards to Gzela, this tree that was stolen and planted, and the owners were Miyayish from it, up until here we still have a question, meaning we still do not have an answer to this question that we posed at the beginning of the Gemara, will Bikurim be separated from this tree or not? And on Halacha Gemel, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Mevin Bikurim Chutz Mishivas Haminim, one is not going to bring Bikurim except for from the Shivas Haminim, from the seven main types of produce that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. And we know that's wheat, barley, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates. Now, even when discussing the Shivas Haminim, V'loimen HaTamarim Shebaharim, one is not bringing Bikurim from dates that grow up in the mountains, V'loimen HaPeres Shebamakim, and not from these other fruits that grow in the valleys, V'loimen Zeisei Shemen, and not from regular olives that are used for oil. And why is that? She'enim Menam Avchar, they're not Menam Avchar. Bikurim have to be from the choicest fruits, and all of these are not the choicest. Dates grow better in a valley, so if they're growing in a mountainous region, they're not considered Mavchar. And the other pears grow better in the mountainous regions and not in the valley, so they're not Menam Avchar. And Zeisei Shemen as well, they have to be super juicy and plump, and they can't just be regular plain old ones. The Mishnah continues, Ein Mevin Bikurim Kodem Latzeres, one cannot bring Bikurim before Shavuos. And Anshei Har Tzvuim Hivu Bikurim Kodem Latzeres, the people of Har Tzvuim, they brought their Bikurim before Shavuos, V'loi Kiblu Mehen, and it was not accepted from them. Why is this? M'nei HaKatzur Shebatar, because of the pasuk in the Torah that says, V'chag HaKatzur Bikurei Maasecha Asher Tizer Basadeh, and Chag HaKatzur refers to Shavuos, and we know the carbon shtei alechem, which is from wheat, was brought on Shavuos, and it uses the lashon of Bikurei Maasecha, that it should be the first of your deeds, which means that first we have to bring the carbon shtei alechem Shavuos, and only then Bikurim allowed to be brought. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah, Im Mevin Bikurim V'chulu, and now the Gemara explains how we know that Bikurim only comes from Shavuos Aminim. Iluksev, if the pasuk would have said, V'lokachta Reishis Kol Bri Adama, and you'll take the first of all the fruits of the land, so I would say based off that, Kol Hadvarim Yuchayav Mikurim, that all sorts of produce or all sorts of fruit are going to be Chayav Mikurim. Tamalarm, that's why the pasuk tells us, May Reishis, only from the first fruits, V'loi Kol Reishis, and not all first fruits. Now, in May Reishis, V'loi Kol Reishis, if we only had this Joshua of May Reishis and not all of the Reishis, Ein Lachayal Chitim Sa'irim Bavad, I would only think that one would have to bring Chitim and Sa'irim, because those are the main Pri Adama. And so how do I know I bring the rest of the Shivas Haminim? Tamalarm, therefore the pasuk says, All Pri Adama, all the Pri of the ground, Reba, that's an inclusion, meaning we're including more things than just Chitim and Sa'irim. So we ask for Reba Sa'kol, why don't we include everything once we have this word Kol? So maybe that should mean that all fruits are subject to Bikurim. And the answer is Nemarkan Artsacha. Over here in regards to Bikurim, it says the word Artsacha, your land, Vinemarkan, and it says over here in regards to Shivas Haminim, Eretz Chitu Sa'ira. And so we have Xer Shava, Ma Eretz Shemra Alon, B'Shivas Haminim Akasim Adaber, just like over there. The pasuk lists all the Shivas Haminim of Eretz Shemarkan, so to the Eretz that's listed over here by Bikurim, B'Shivas Haminim Akasim Adaber, refers to the Shivas Haminim. And so we learn that Bikurim is only Shivas Haminim. Now we explain this pasuk of Shivas Haminim, Eretz Chitu Sa'ira, Gefenu Te'in of Rima, and Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. What does this mean, Zeis Shemen, says the Gemara? A olive of oil, Zaguri, this is a special olive called an Aguri olive, which is particularly good for making oil. Now, if Ami says B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Ze Avarisi, this is really an Avarisi type of olive, and it's not actually called an Aguri olive, V'lomanik HaShema Aguri, so why do people call it Aguri? Shehu Oiger Shamni L'Seichai, because it gathers this oil in it, it has a lot of oil, it's very juicy and plump. Ask the Gemara V'chal Zesim Avin Shamnon, all other olives lose their oil, oil stays inside the olive. What does that mean? That this Shemen Aguri is Oiger Shamni L'Seichai, as if other olives don't have oil in them. And the answer is, Amr Chanin, he tells us, Kol HaZesim HaGeshamim Yordan Alein, Vein Paltan Es Shamnon. All other olives, when it rains on them, they spit out their oil. V'zeh HaGeshamim Yordan Olav Hu Oiger Shamim L'Seichai. And this olive, this Aguri one, when it rains on it, it stores its oil, it keeps its oil inside of it, and that's why it's called Zayis Aguri. We continue discussing the Pasuk, Dalet Amud Aleph on the top, Udvash, when we say regarding the Shivas Haminim, Dvash, Elu HaTmarim, that's referring to dates, which make date honey. Now, Yachol Dvash Mamish, you might think it's actually talking about real honey, meaning honey that comes from bees, and that's considered one of the Shivas Haminim. And how do we know it's not? So Tanchuma says, B'Shem Rav Yitzchak, Reb Elazar, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Devar Yomim, Uchafreitz HaDavar, when the matter expanded, it became well known, and people got really into it. We'll explain this in a moment. Here, B'Bnei Yisrael, Reishas Dagon Tirash V'Yitzar Udvash, the B'Nei Yisrael increased, and they brought the first of their grain, and their grapes, and their olives, and their honey. Now this Pasuk refers to a time during the reign of Chizkiyah HaMelech, that people were not being careful with Truma and Meiser, and therefore he made an enactment that everyone has to bring all the Trumas and Meiseris to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what this Pasuk is telling us, that it was Freitz HaDavar, it became widespread, and everyone brought their Trumas and Meiseris of grain, grapes, olives, and dvash. And the question is, udvash chayav maisres, is bee honey chayav and maiser? Elo must be, elu hatmarim shein chayav maisres. It's referring to dates that they're chayav and maiser, and that's what we mean by dvash, it's referring to dates that produce date honey. We're going to stop it for the day, and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about the Shivas Haminim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.